Commentator Michael Alviar was trying to get away from partisan politics in his family.
When my older sister teetered on the edge of homelessness, my family cleaved into liberal and conservative factions. My conservative stepfather raged at paying for my older sister's mistakes, bailing her out of every eviction and car repossession. He was enraged by her sense of entitlement and ingratitude. He wanted her to suffer the consequences of her actions. My liberal younger sister was as angry as my stepfather, but guilt drove her to find a solution outside the family. She took my older sister from one government or nonprofit program to another, signing her up for this vocational class or that training program. Nothing worked. She'd stop going and lie about it. If my younger sister and my stepfather were shadows of a larger conflict, conservatives consumed by anger and liberals drowning in guilt, then I played the rest of America, bouncing from anger to guilt and trying like hell not to get involved. My stepfather, like many Republicans, thought my older sister was a victim of her own irresponsibility. My younger sister, like many Democrats, thought my sister was a victim of forces beyond her control. She was, after all, diagnosed with depression and borderline paranoia. I, like many Americans, just wanted the problem to go away. My older sister and her problems were just too painful to look at. It drove my family crazy, just as it must drive the rest of America crazy, figuring out the best way to help someone who makes a mess of their lives. Luckily, we found an experimental program that bridged the conservative call for rugged individualism with a liberal emphasis on collective support. It's a residential program that helps people help themselves, first by addressing the barriers to self-sufficiency, lack of medical, psychological, and emotional care, and then providing the opportunity for personal initiative to flourish. Both sides of the debate aren't wrong, just incomplete. The proof? My older sister is now paying rent with a job she's had for years. My family's back to normal, but my philosophy is not. I got thrown off my political high horse and landed with a thud. The whole experience left me grateful that we found a solution, but suspicious of any ideology that claims all the answers.
Michael Alviar lives in Atlanta.